Designing in safety to account for the human factor. Patient safety programs take advantage of tools that have been used in industry for years to study the cause and effects of human error. For example, human factors engineering, HFE, is the design of safe, comfortable, and effective tools, machines, and systems that account for human capabilities and limitations, intended to reduce the need for excessive physical exertion and decrease physical constraints and workload. For example, the use of checklists for central line insertion to ensure the procedure is performed correctly every time. Human factors analysis studies the human-machine interface with the intent of improving working conditions or operations. For example, ensuring ABHR dispensers are available at the point of care, mounted at the correct height. Ergonomics helps design tasks, jobs, information, tools, equipment, facilities, and the working environment so that people can be safe, effective, productive, and comfortable. For example, ensuring Sharps containers are mounted at the correct height to prevent overreaching and possible needle stick injury. Reliability science helps achieve failure-free operation over time. For example, the use of timeouts to address antibiotic overuse. Resiliency helps a system to adjust and sustain operations during periods of stress or after an event. Information storage utilizing databases to create a repository of procedures and their associated information helps mitigate the risk caused by the imperfect memories of providers. An example of designing for human factors would be improving the clarity of existing isolation signs. To do so, possible design changes include converting the design to a vertical layout, increasing graphic size, utilizing pictures instead of words, and adding number indicators to align with proper PPE donning order. When this kind of redesign and improvement has been done, staff have found the signs to be effective, and the intervention has been associated with an increase in PPE compliance. Application of the principles from such programs can help healthcare workers, especially those involved with patient safety, to analyze events and develop workable and effective countermeasures, sometimes referred to as error wisdom, eliminating the use of dangerous shortcuts that lead to medical errors. Safety leader James Reason teaches that humans are fallible and errors are to be expected, even in the best organizations. Humans naturally automate tasks to conserve mental energy because automatic activity often has predictable outcomes. Building on the concepts of error wisdom, the IP can strengthen the design and compliance of prevention strategies. Reason describes three error types: skill-based, with slip and lapse subtypes, rule-based, and knowledge-based. A slip is an external failure in a plan due to reduced intentionality. A lapse is an internal failure occurring from failures of memory and memory storage. Skill-based. An inadvertent mistake when conducting a routine or automatic task due to distraction. Example, forgetting to stop an insulin infusion after stopping tube feeding. Rule-based. Rule-based mistakes occur when a rule or procedure is remembered and/or applied incorrectly. Example, administering an injectable antibiotic incorrectly. When a contraindication is not recognized, an individual may misapply a seemingly good rule. Past experiences, training, or misunderstandings can result in the development and execution of bad or misapplied rules. Knowledge base. A mistake resulting from incorrect or incomplete knowledge. Example, administering penicillin to a patient without checking if they are allergic. Confirmation bias is common, and knowledge-based decision-making is highly prone to error. Typically, these errors occur when an individual is confronted by a new situation without all relevant information. The healthcare facility and its work culture can be designed to minimize these types of errors. For example, accommodating individual HCP musculoskeletal, sensory, and cognitive abilities to enable necessary tasks. Eliminating or modifying/reducing characteristics of tasks or physical environmental conditions, noise, lighting, workflow, that allow room for unsafe patient care. Evaluating tools and technologies to ensure they reduce rather than increase risk. Setting policies for a healthy work/rest ratio and avoiding overdependence on multitasking skills. Regularly evaluating HCP physical and mental capabilities, including stress levels. The healthcare facility and its internal processes related to IPC will have good design when the actions of the user can be intuitive. When processes are designed without attention to human limitations, each employee interacting with the process will adapt the process in a non-standard manner or create workarounds to complete the task. Poor design in IPC may be when the available product does not meet the needs of the end user. An example of poor design could occur when the size of single-dose vials is too large. The required dose for patients is less than the full amount in the vial. This may prompt providers to conserve medications using the vial multiple times to withdraw subsequent doses. Good design and communication may be the most important component of the patient care system. Poor design is frequently cited as the root cause of failures involving or creating a risk of death or serious psychological or physical injury. Communication about technology, equipment, processes, and procedures must be clearly delivered, and there must be confirmation that healthcare providers understand the message as was intended. In an already complex environment, communication processes should be as simple as possible, with little or no calculations required or opportunities for misinterpretation. In addition to verbal communication, visual cues, posters, signs, pictorials, can prompt redundancy and clarify steps in a process to ensure safety. While creating a culture of safety and convincing staff to increase reporting of errors, IPs may encounter some myths or unspoken rules that need to change if decreasing medical errors is the goal. These unspoken rules have developed over time because of the stigma attached to errors. Short staffing, poor understanding of procedures, and other constraints may inadvertently create normalized deviance, driving staff members to protect themselves and their colleagues by independently changing practice and creating non-standard work when they feel it is in their patient's best interest. As a result, important information regarding the cause of errors is lost, and system problems can become more difficult to address.